Okay, Alan, let the surprise begin.
Right, Chris has got his headset on, so I'm going to fade Chris up now.
Yes.
Hello, Chris.
Hi there.
Right, great, he's
here. Were you just listening to check if the mic was working during the last 20 seconds of that song?
On and off. Why, were
you
talking about me?
Did you hear what
Pippa said? No, I didn't.
Pippa said to me, so I've got this, like, this little head, this metal thing which goes around the back of your head. From when Daniel Bedingfield had his accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had that sort of lampshade contraption on.
Yeah, so there's, like, this metal thing goes around your head and goes over your ears, and it's got a microphone attached to it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And Pippa just looked at me and said, can you hear everything okay? And I went, what do you mean? She goes, can you hear anything through that? And I went, through what? And she points at this thing attached to my face. And I went, can I hear anything through the microphone? No. It's a microphone. Oh, that's right. Yes, of course it is.
So, what I want you to do is come into the studio with your eyes shut. And
I have
then
to close my eyes, though, is that right?
Yeah, close your eyes and Pippa will wheel you in, as it were.
I got to hold Pippa's hand, which is
Yes, you do. And what I'll do is I will set up this surprise and do the background on the whole thing.
I'm doing all right. Wow.
Doing good.
The wooden bits. Yeah, all right. I'm over the wooden bits.
Now, stay where you are.
Okay.
Alan, close the door.
Thanks.
Right, don't go any further. That's it. Now.
Oh, Pippa, do you feel like Mario from Big Brother? It's all right, Mikey. This way. This way, Mikey. Hey, I'll just hold your arm.
Now, on Friday, I think it was, or it might have been Thursday, you were complaining about being a little bit sore. Weren't you?
Oh, no.
Open your eyes.
No. Oh, turn it in.
Now, you'll notice on my left is a very large man called Steve Marshall.
No.
He does massage and stuff, and he's brought his own table of pain.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Now, what Steve's going to do is he's going to alleviate a lot of your problems with his hands.
Oh, I'm so pleased I'm wearing a pair of shorts today as well.
Good news, hey. Now, this would have worked better if you'd been running all weekend, which we thought maybe you hadn't rather than been on the ale all weekend, but...
No, but you know what? I don't think it's going to lose much.
Okay.
I ran Wednesday. Do you know, the weird thing is, I've already been texting... Somebody was texting me today asking me how my knees were, and I'm like... Yeah, they're a lot better, but they're still not right.
They probably need some work, don't they?
But I would imagine, and I don't want to get too technical now with gym speak, Dave, for you and I, Fitness Kings, but
sure.
I would imagine my calves are still quite tight.
They are probably quite tight, which is where Steve comes in. Because he's...
What is that, Alan?
This is some moisturising oil.
It's like baby oil.
Yeah.
Like baby oil, a bed and a towel.
And a dirty-looking green towel.
Did you
bring that with you? Yes. Okay, that's not one of the towels from upstairs in the office.
No.
From at least to keep random towels on
them. Yeah.
That was gross.
Yeah. Anyway, this is all clean and ready for you to you know, jump on board the table of pain.
So, for those of you who haven't got this, my legs have been quite sore from running. And... What I need, I think my legs are fine, but what I think I need is a good, proper sports massage on my legs, because I think my legs are quite tight.
That's...
By the way, you look very well. You lost lots of weight.
Thank you very much. And you're looking fantastic.
Thanks very much, too. Can't tell any difference, can you? So I know this is what I need.
Yeah.
The only thing is this is very painful.
Well, if done in the right...
Forget childbirth and having tattoos.
Yeah.
This is...
But, you see, it's kind of a good pain, because it's a pain that relieves...
I need to do it.
Yeah, no,
if
absolutely.
If I need to keep running...
You need to go through this in order to get better.
When we did the sports relief run, Steve was with you all week, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And then I joined you on...
The Friday.
The final day, the Friday. And we got to Chelsea, and Steve went, right, let me have a go on your legs. And literally, he took my leg in his hand, and he went... This is going to hurt.
Mm.
And I'm like, great. And it did.
This won't hurt.
But I need to have this, though, don't I?
Yes,
this
definitely.
Really helps.
Definitely.
So I think that, without further ado, you should take off your jacket.
Do you know what? I'm worried that I might swear.
I don't think you will.
I might.
Well, I don't think you will. I think you'll be fine. Take off your smoking jacket.
It's not a smoking jacket, dude. How many times have I told you?
It's quite lucky, actually, you're wearing shorts today.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, look at him. He looks evil.
No, he doesn't.
No, he does, though. Look at him.
He's here to help.
Look, he smiles, but that's the smile of a bad man. You could see him dressed in leather with a wig. You know, on that TV show that Billy Piper did, you could see him.
Yeah. But that's not what he's here for. So, Steve, where would you like him exactly?
On your back, please.
Oh, how many times have I heard that, Steve? Oh, I'm caught. Hang on.
You did that on the telly the other night. You dropped your battery pack thing.
No, I did. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see one of the shows I did?
I saw about 2
minutes.
No, like, you know.
2 shows. That's more than you saw when I did the Channel 5 show.
Well, there was only 4, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you saw half of them.
There you go, you see.
Hi, on your front.
Hi, Steve. On my
nice
front.
To see you again.
Okay. Which way? Well, my legs towards you.
Yep, head down there.
I need to take. Here, Allard.
Yeah.
Take my wallet.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Give half to Sophie and then split the other half between Battersea Dogs Home, the cat's clinic.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Put your head into the other.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm lying on the table. This is the proper. Oh, dear. Now he's pulling up my shorts. Now, first of all, how do my legs feel, Steve?
Very tight, to say the least.
Yeah, they are quite tight. Ah! Okay. No, I know you haven't started. Oh, this is. They are quite tight. And by the way, have you seen an improvement on my calf muscles, though? Since March!
They're very defined.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh! Now, this is you not starting, is it?
No, I'm just checking out, seeing how tight the muscles are.
Lord.
Don't swear now.
Yeah, please don't swear.
Please don't swear.
No problem. I'm just going to check, see how tight your backside is.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, go and do that.
All right. Ah. What? Ow. What's he now?
That's the elbow and the buttocks trick. That's what I was telling you about the other day.
Steve, what is that meant to do? Is that for you or for me?
If you've got tight buttocks, then your hamstrings will tighten up and that causes all your knee problems.
Okay.
So if we can alleviate that part, it will then leave your hamstrings nice and soft and then the calves won't be so tight.
Loosen the buttocks.
So now, I think my calves are way tighter than my buttocks.
But they'll be tight because your backside is tight.
Is my backside tight?
Yeah, it's quite firm, to say the least.
This is one of the best Mondays I can ever remember.
So this is,
So this is going to hurt. What we'll do now is I'm going to put my elbow into your backside.
No, hang on, what are you doing now? Is that just your, oh, no, oh.
Okay, are you ready?
No, I'm really not, honestly.
3, 2, 1... Buttocks!
Oh, God, Alan! What are you thinking?
Sorry.
Oh, it's weirdly nice.
It should start easing off now.
What?
The pain.
No. Not really. You have your elbow in my arse. And what time is it? It's not even 7:30 in the morning.
It's buttock o'clock.
I've got to be honest, this is not how I like to wake up! Oh, hang on, Steve just made this noise. Caw. Like that.
You have nice, firm buttocks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wow.
Do you know, I don't normally like Mondays, but today is oh so special.
Yeah. How is it, Chris?
Well, I have a big man sticking his elbow into my arse cheek and making noises as he does it. Oh, God, that really smarts a little bit. By the way, can I just say, for those people who are listening, going, this is a little bit odd, what makes this even more interesting is the fact that I have such a low pain threshold. I really, really do. You know, normally I can't have men put their elbow in my... Oh!
What?
Oh, God, that smarts a lot.
What's even more amazing is Pippa is filming it all.
Yeah, and none of this will ever be used. Oh, Steve, that really hurts, whatever that is.
Pippa, I wouldn't zoom in on the wide shots only.
God, I'm having a sausage sandwich after this.
Well,
Dominic, do you feel it's loosening up at all?
This is worse. Wait, Steve, what are you doing now?
Steve's gone into his own world.
On your upper buttock. And it's incredibly tight.
God, you're telling me. Oh.
Steve, why is his bottom so tight?
Yeah.
Not stretching enough.
Right.
How do you stretch your bottom?
Actually, it's fine.
You know what? As ridiculous as it is, and so many jokes after you answer that question, Alan, it's a very valid question, because I tell you what, I am never going through this again. I'm going to do every stretch you can possibly do.
Because I think the muscles in your bum are the hardest to stretch.
Oh, do you want to break to the news?
Can I just say, Steve, you look knackered. Is this, be honest, is this one of the hardest asses you've ever had to work on?
Very much.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, lie down by your side, arms down by your side now.
Lie what? On my side?
No, lie on your front.
Okay. Okay. Okay, by the way, can I just say, if I say stop at any point, you have to stop.
Okay.
I know people.
I'm a DJ getting me out of here. That's what you got to say.
I know people.
Okay,
you know
Andy. Now Steve's got his... Are they your hands or your elbows?
These are my hands.
Okay, so he's got his hands on my back.
I'll get Alan Carr onto you.
And I think what he's doing is trying to push me through the floor down to the inner core of the actual Earth itself with the amount of pressure that he's putting on it.
Right, are you ready? This is going to be a good one.
Oh, no. What? Okay. What?
Take a nice deep breath for me.
Why?
Because I'm just going to crack your back.
Ooh. No, you're not. No, you're really not.
Honestly, let's move the microphone closer.
Are you trained?
Yes, fully.
Right. Do you have certificates?
I've got insurance.
He's got an HGV license.
Yeah. He's Corgi registered. Don't worry
about
it.
That's not even funny.
Okay, take a nice deep breath for me. And breathe out.
God, Lord.
I heard that.
Oh, you're weird.
Steve, wait for news.
Hang on. Yes, that's a great idea. Why, Steve, stop. We need to... You don't realise about time and Piers gets very upset.
How's it, Chris?
I'm going to kick you all in the face.
This was a surprise.
Do you know what I thought the surprise was?
What?
Do you know, I've been raving about this new rock band for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I honestly thought you'd got rock band set up in the studio! For me to play with, and instead you have a 19 stone man who's going to stick his elbow in my ass and crack my back.
Josh in Norwich has just woken up and texted in, what on earth is going on in there?
I've just switched the radio on this morning. Very good morning to you. It's Monday morning here at BBC Radio 1. I'm currently lying on a table, on a sports massage table, while a man sticks his elbow in my ass. Because my calf muscle, because my knee hurts, he's now sticking his elbow in my ass. But apparently this is, oh, Lord, on a bike. Apparently this is... Can I just carry on? These phrases are so I don't say
F. Jeff.
Right. Oh, no, don't touch my legs yet.
No, actually, let's
break for the news.
Let's do that.
Can I have a break?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
And then perhaps later, Steve can show us how to stretch your bottoms, Alex.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I think you should have a go on this later while Steve's here.
Oh, I'm very loose.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't think... I'm sure everyone could do with a little bit...
Yeah?
...of ass elbow action.
Right.
Right, can I just get off the table? I'll come back, Steve.
Yeah, next whatever. Tuesday.
You mentalist! I'm out of here!
Right. Oh, you alright? You look a bit flushed.
How do I look?
You look a bit red-faced.
I tell you what, I've woken up.
I heard that crack. When he did something to your back, we
just
heard that.
Just nearly crashed the car laughing, says Jamie, driving home from work. This is the best Monday I've ever heard. Nice crack, Chris, says Scott from Gloucester. I've never laughed so much in my life, says John. Tell him to crack your neck too, it feels great, says Louise in London. Can I have Steve's number? I have tight buttocks, says Emma in Essex.
There you go. Steve's put his hand up.
Yeah. As if to say yes, rather than...
Chris, I feel your pain, but I can't stop laughing. Ha ha. That's Roger. Yeah, tell me about it. Roger, a trucker, trying to drive up the A14.
Huh? Is that stand code?
Up. I'm trying to stand up. Okay, so we'll do the news, and then... So, what's the most painful bit will be... I think the most painful bit will be my calf muscles, won't it?
They'll probably be very painful.
Yeah.
I'll try and be easy for you.
Thanks.
He says giggling.
Hey, I tell you, how much weight have you lost since March?
Since March, another stone and a half.
Right, wow. So you imagine, at least minus a stone and a half, you imagine what it was like in March.
Yeah.
With an extra stone and a half of elbow going in the ass.
Good times.
I thought it was rock band.
Sorry.
I thought you got guitars and drums.
Friday.
thought we were going to have a bit of play.
Fun day.
I thought it might have been, you know, some little, some starlet from Hollyoaks or something. Some little filly. It's him. It's a bald-headed man with knuckles the size of Dominic's head.
We've got baby oil, though. Baby
oil. Right, let's do the news and then, God. This is, I tell you what, if there ever was an advertisement for not running, this is it. You know, you sit home and eat cupcakes all day, you know, it doesn't hurt your calf muscles at all. All right. So news and then more pain. Is that basically the agenda, Dave?
Yeah.
More pain, yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Digital. Later on this afternoon. 7:40 now.
Why couldn't it have been Gemma Atkinson?
Because she doesn't do...
all oiled up.
She doesn't do sports massage.
Who cares? Good. That would have been even better.
Listen, there's just probably one more bit to do on your legs and then you'll be all
good.
Yeah,
the worst bit.
Yeah, but that's the bit that needs doing. That's the bit that's going to help you running.
But does that hurt my... That doesn't affect my knees, does it?
Well, it all affects you. Yeah, of course. You know, Steve has simply worked at the top and he's working downwards.
Someone's texted in saying, would you just rather be fat and not have to exercise than go through what can only be described as torture, says Sam from Winchester. And many people also saying, I'm so pleased you're in pain because I've had one done and I thought I was a wuss. But no, it smarts a bit.
I don't understand how concentrating on the bottom area sorts out the knees.
Because
essentially
linked.
It's your knees that's...
No, because you've got muscles that start up there and go all the way down your leg. So if you loosen those, then that'll put less pressure on the knees. Or something
right,
like
Steve?
That.
Yeah. Is that right, Steve?
Wow.
Yeah, that's totally right. And then try and take the pressure off the IT band, which runs down the side of the leg.
You're just making these words up.
Sounds good.
The IT band? Is that what Fern Britton's got on? Is that she's got one of them, has she? No.
That's a gastric band.
Right, OK.
I get that down the side of the knees.
What, gastric band?
Mm.
My favourite text, though, is Russell from Huntingdon, who says, doesn't Chris realise that the guy who's got his elbow in his arse is actually the plumber come to fix the washing machine? Right, so we're done now. Steve, thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with everything, and see you in the future. No. It's 7:42.
No. Carl's now.
All right, so we'll play two records, and then I'm back on the bed, and then you can stick your thumb into my calf muscles and make me scream like a little cow.
Yes.
Great.
Easy.
Just don't cry.
We'll swear.
There's a very good chance that I'll do that. I'll cry and swear. There could be more swearing on this table than when Elton John was on the show.
And he went through the whole vocabulary.
Well, yeah.
God. Can I go? Can I go?
No.
I really thought it was Rock Band. I thought I was going to get to impression well with my version of Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters, but instead I get a big man with his elbow in my buttocks. We beat up all the other... Steve is here, who is a trained...
Sports
thug.
Mass
he's a trained thug. Sports thug.
He's not a sports thug.
Yes,
he's
he
here
is.
To
Look
help.
Him. Look at him. Look.
He's getting limbered up.
He's currently having Alad mic him up.
Hmm.
And now when you speak, we can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's nice.
How do you feel?
I feel nervous because I don't like pain. I'm a wuss. I have a very, very low pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And, however, like, I was just thinking, like, radio shows and breakfast shows do bits like this because, they, you know, it's funny and whatever. But And I would absolutely, no doubt about it, I would not do this. However... Because I'm quite serious about my training at the moment, I need to do this.
This isn't a joke.
Because I only ran one day last week because I ran on Wednesday and my knees were so bad and my legs were so achy, I had trouble walking. I was walking around like a broken man. Mm. I'm literally hobbling. And I need to get rid of that so I can get back to... Because I'm training quite hard. Mm. I'm running quite a lot.
But
I'm trying to run 20 miles a week.
But in order to do that, you know, you need to make sure that your legs and your body are fit, basically.
Yeah. And so he's coming to hurt me to make me feel better. That's pretty much what it is, isn't it?
But see, on the other side of the pain will be nice stuff.
Because my knees are the worst... So this is all making sense. So this is, you're nodding, this is good. So this is all rectifiable. I haven't done my knees in.
Very doubtful.
Right. It's just the fact that I'm not stretching properly.
Yeah, if the muscles are too tight, the pressure will go into the joints.
Right. Which I think that's what it is. Because I don't stretch properly. I do the movements, but I don't do the stretching.
Yeah.
Do you want to see some of the movements?
Yeah.
So I'll run, and I'll do this, okay? like that.
Yeah.
What? What? Straight away, Steve, you're making...
Well, that's something from about 20 years ago.
Okay, yeah, but I'm feeling it at the back of my knee, but that's it.
But what are you stretching?
I don't know.
Well, and that's the problem.
One, that one there, where I hold my foot, and yeah. another one, and then I hold my foot. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
And I feel if I walk it out, then it's gone, but that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Right. Okay, so it's time for part two, Dave.
Part two of pain alleviation. Through pain.
What music would you like? Pain alleviation through pain.
Pain. I went for Gritty Shaker.
Okay. That runs out, so only 3:17.
Let's check.
All right, so I'm going to go over into the other mic.
So you get onto the table once again, and Steve is ready to work on your
calves. Hey, by the way, I just went outside for a cigarette, and this fellow walked down the street in a suit, obviously on the way to work, and he went... Still hurting, Chris? And I'm like, yeah, shut up.
To work. Right, on the table then.
Okay, on my front.
On your back this time.
On my back?
Yep.
Okay. Tell you what, one of the hardest things is getting my big fat body up on the table. I've got to be honest, that hurts.
Okay, knees bent.
Knees bent, arm stretch, rah, rah, rah.
And this time we're going to be...
Hey, by the way, check them out, look.
They look fantastic. They're just very tight.
Yeah. See? He says my legs look fantastic.
Do you have any allergies to baby oil?
No, I have an allergy to pain.
No problem.
Baby oil ain't a problem. I mean, I'm going to put some headphones. I don't know if I want to wear headphones or not. Do I want to hear myself in... See, now...
He's put... painful.
Why do you put baby oil on?
So that there's not as much friction.
Okay, can I just say, as you do this...
Yeah.
This is smarting a little bit.
What does that mean?
Well... That's not a massively pleasant sensation. It's a little tiny wee bit of... On the pain scale, just doing that, I'd say is about a 1.5.
That's perfect. That's all we want to start off with, and then we'll gradually work into the muscle. So we're just trying to loosen it off from the outside.
So if this is a 1.5 on pain, where are we about to go?
12.
Shut up, Dave.
Well, I can give you an idea right now where you're going to go to.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be about...
Ah!
What number's that, Chris? Just for reference.
What I think it is, or what Steve thinks it is? I would say, oh man, this is horrible. I swear, Dave, I'm so going to get you back. I thought we were going to play Rock Band.
I love this.
You are going to get him back because we've got the massive.
Did you hear this? Can you hear Steve? He's going, oh, this is tight.
Is that? Dave's got a mask.
Steve just said, ow.
That's got to hurt.
Oh, brilliant.
That point there you go.
Yeah! Ah!
And we'll just hold that point and...
No, you don't have to!
It will ease off. I promise you it will ease
Dave,
off.
Dave, I'm going to punch you in the face!
Steve! Are you sure we can't film this?
Have you found Pain City?
We're close to it.
You can film it, but I need to vet it.
Is that easing off?
Yeah.
There we go.
Can I just say, by the way, I don't know if any of this is worth it. I've lost a stone in weight and nobody's noticed.
I've noticed.
Yeah, because I tell you every day.
True.
Okay, deep breath.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, holy mother of God! So what, is it just your thumb in my calf muscle? Is that what it is?
No, these are my fingers now.
Right, okay.
So we're just easing off the muscle.
Yeah.
And it will just loosen off and you'll feel fantastic.
Yeah, but then I've always said it's a bit like being kicked in the... You know, in the Davina McColls, where if you kick me there for like 5 minutes, as soon as you stop, oh God, even that,
you need some work.
Oh, I swear, I'm never gonna not stretch ever.
Mm. Is that not there? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. God, this is so painful.
Is this more painful than the first bit you had done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say, by the way, to all skinny people, you know there's people that we all know one, and they eat what they want, they never do any exercise, and they look great. I hate all of you. You don't realise. Now you got to listen out for Steve going, oh, because that's the... Oh.
Mama.
Mama?!
There you go.
Ah! Dominic!
Dom, come on.
Kill him! Dominic! I'll give you anything you want. Just push him over.
Steve, there's lots of people on the text saying, could you just say, that's what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they think you sound like Lee off The Apprentice.
That's not good.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh! God!
Does it hurt?
What? Oh!
Gary, come in and watch.
Steve, I'll give you £100 in cash if you put Alan in a headlock after this.
Okay.
Alan in one headlock, Dave in another, and whack their heads together like they're doing cartoons! Oh! No, I've hurt my fist!
Chris, be honest, do you feel a bit better now?
Right, this very second? No. Oh, God.
There you go, that's better.
God's sake. By the way, I'm a very religious man. I can say God a lot because I'm talking to him rather than taking his name in vain.
Careful.
That was almost a bad one.
Oh! Oh! God, this is so horrible. And the thing is, my body is so tensed up because I know with every movement it's going to hurt. And I'm such a wuss. I'm such a girl when it comes to pain.
Okay, last bit coming. We're just going to stretch off your lower back now. That's good with your calves.
You're
okay.
Looking good for the camera.
Oh, listen.
Knees up to chest. Both knees up to chest.
Oh, this is when you hurt us.
This is where we get close.
Yeah. This is where he leans onto me. This is a bit like man love. God!
You're kind of pushing his knees up to his face.
Yeah!
And then we stretch the lower back, so this is quite hard work.
Oh, you're telling me, try being here! It's hard work for you!
You sound like an American gangster now, for some reason, of a bad film.
Yeah.
Well, listen to Steve. He's the one who's... Look.
Right, here we go.
All right, you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm born ready, Mo.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
Breathe in.
Who's the daddy?
And breathe out.
Born ready.
Breathe.
I can't breathe! I'm gonna die!
And relax.
Relaxez-vous.
Oh.
And standing up.
See, now my back hurts. Oh. God's sake.
You're right, Chris.
Punch you in the face.
I think we've all learned something today.
There are so many brilliant quotes from today's show. I want to write them all down and publish them in a book.
He's hitting Steve.
Ready? Steve. I was born ready.
I'm done now.
It should feel nice and loose now.
A little bit.
Yeah, better?
Is that better?
No, I could go again.
Okay.
Go on, get him on the table,
Steve.
No,
it's done now, isn't it?
I'll be back tomorrow.
Will not be. Even the microphone just turned away from you. Oh, God.
Well, Steve, thank you very much.
Yeah,
that was very, very entertaining.
And educational as well.
Yeah.
No, we all needed it to help Chris, obviously.
So. Yeah.
If I didn't think that would help, I wouldn't have done that.
About another 5 or 6 sessions and that would sort you right out. You'd be absolutely fantastic. Your runs would become faster as well.
Yeah. So I've got to do that again?
If I was you, yes, because you're very, very tight.
Like when?
Once a week for the next 6 weeks.
How about that?
Mm. I can't find anyone to do it, though. And you live miles away. It wouldn't be fair on you. You live miles away, like, you know, Gloucester or something.
I could come in quite easily
to look after you. That's fine. I wouldn't. Don't worry about it.
Monday morning, we'll see you.
We're not doing this.
Can it be a show feature?
No.
If the show pays for it. I'll think about it.
It'd be a great show feature.
After about 5 weeks, I'll be like that. I'll be just doing the show as normal. So I'm reading the newspaper today.
Cheer everyone's Monday up.
Yeah, do you know what? It was fantastic for Monday, that.
Do you want a little go, just to feel...
I can't because I've got an injury. I've got a...
On your ankle?
Yeah, ligament damage.
Yeah, but we could still kind of like... I could get him to punch your head.
No.
Last time I was aware, Dom, you have 2 ankles, so you could do the other one that's not hurt.
No, because that's taking the...
Strain.
The It's 8:02 now. You're right.
Don't look at me.
Honestly, I want him to hurt somebody. I want somebody else to feel
Listen,
it.
Listen, it's not hurt, it's help.
Whose idea was this?
Dave's.
Right, Dave.
What?
Okay. I'll tell you what, Steve, can you... If Dave gets on the table, can you just check his legs just to see how they are? Because you can tell if they're tight or not by touching them.
His legs are actually pretty good. His back is a little bit tight, though.
I'd love
to... Okay, tell you what, let the news be late. Why don't you just pop on there and you can just see how tight your back is?
I'd love to help, but I'm not wearing shorts.
Well, not for the back, it doesn't matter. Come on, Dave.
Those back shorts.
Yeah, come on.
Do you know, I'm not big on the back one.
Yeah. Well, is that the one...
Just do the backside bit, then.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
It's like a routine you guys have got worked out. Let's do the backside. Come on. Hop on.
I just want to say, because I need... This is a compare and contrast situation. But you'll know if you do any kind of experiments at school or college. Okay, so now Dave.
He's barely touched you, Dave.
Do you know what it is? It's the anticipation.
It is, isn't it? And you tense, don't you? Your body tenses.
Yeah. Don't.
Here we go.
Deep breath. And breathe out. Big sigh.
Oh, no!
It's his face.
His face is really red.
It hurts.
Let it relax. Let it relax.
It is relaxed.
His feet up in the air.
Dave's face is currently contorting in places they shouldn't.
Oh, no, that's even worse. That one.
Yeah, hang on, just one second. Don't do it yet. Pippa, move round under the mic. I wanted to get a film of Dave's face because it's the funniest thing. So, all right, we'll edit it. So, all right, move round. We've got to get a video of Dave's face. So, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, look at me.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Tense.
But good.
Nervous.
Headache.
Here we go.
Deep breath. And breathe out.
Get off me, Steve! Get off me! I don't like pain either.
No.
We can tell that, Dave. We can tell.
There you go.
Please, now, thank you for that, Dave, because now the listeners should believe that, you know, this ain't acting.
We're done now.
Okay, Dave, off. Right, one more. Alad?
I'm good with pain. I'm fine.
Are you sure? Okay, on you go.
Come on, Al.
He's just going to feel how tight your ass is. That's what he's going to do.
Don't bother texting in.
Not funny. Okay, this will be very quick because we are late for the news, so this will be a very quick one just to kind of.
Do you want your back again, cracked or your backside?
Maybe not back.
No, okay, fine.
Okay, you ready? He hasn't even started!
Okay, back, so I was down by your side.
I was by your side. Okay, here we go. Now, Steve.
Yo.
Just. Literally, don't do anything for about a good 10 seconds because the anticipation will drive him insane.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
No.
Are you ready, Alice?
Yeah.
Nice okay. Deep breath in. And breathe out.
Hang on, Steve, are you tickling him? I'm going to hold his legs down. I've got his legs!
Please stop. Ow! Is he being tickled?
When I get tense, I get ticklish.
Wow.
Oh, that was horrible. That was really horrible.
Well done, Alad.
Ouch. Thank you.
Well done, Steve. That was
well
brilliant.
Done, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you available to hire?
Yes, very much so.
Unbelievable.
Weddings.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, imagine that at the wedding. He's just come back from Wayne Rooney's wedding where he was available to de-stress the guests. Dave is such a woman, it's the funniest thing I've heard in ages, says Rob.
You genuinely looked like you were in serious pain there, Dave.
I wasn't far from it. It does hurt.
It feels so much better when you finish, but then, again, it's like anything. Punch yourself in the face for a few minutes.
I was going to say, yeah.
You'll feel better
afterwards. Repeated kicks to the knackers always feel better when they stop.
Thanks, Steve. Do you want a sausage sandwich?
No, thank you very much.
We're going to get some sausage sandwiches in now.
I'm okay, thank you very much.
Doesn't affect the calf muscles. Fix your arse, though. But in a different way. All right, well, let's get a move on and let's get back to the rest of the show. I'm feeling a bit better. I'm not 100%. My knee's still a little bit, but I do feel better. Thanks, you big bruiser.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.
Thanks for all the text messages coming in. I'm getting the feeling that listeners like us in pain.
Yeah.
I feel like a poor Johnny Knoxville. Right, we're very late for the news. It's 7 minutes past 8. President Bush.
8:10 now.
Right, 8:19. Would you like to hear the same thing again next Monday and for the next few weeks? No, that'd be great. Fancy that?
Yeah.
It'll be me, then Dave, then Allard in pain.
It's only 1 week left, and then we're on holidays.
I know, shut up.
Oh. 8:19. Yeah, and you're next week.
Yeah. You're lying there in your bedroom on holiday in Spain, Monday morning. Allard, it's Steve.
Hola, it's Steve.
Here we go. Vernon Kay just texted me going, I've just switched the radio on. What on earth is going on? So, yeah, that was a little sports massage thing.
Sports clinic. Monday sports clinic.
Yeah.
So when will you feel the effects of that? So you'll start feeling...
I feel my legs feel better already.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
They're not... If I'm honest, they're not 100%, but then that's what Steve was saying. They're not going to be 100%, isn't that right?
No chance. Not off one session.
Yeah. But they do feel better. So I can run today.
You could run today quite easily.
Right, okay. Well, rubbish. No, I will. I need to run today. I need to do a nice run. He said that I look good. After I told him to say that I look good, he said I look good.
Did he? No, he did. That was nice of him.
Tell me how great I look.
I've lost a stone. Do I look like I've lost a stone? Say I look like I've lost a stone.
You look like you've lost a stone, Chris.
I have, yeah. Thanks for noticing. Steve's lost weight as well. Man, you need to. He was very fat when we saw him at Wembley.
Lost a lot of weight.
He was like Mr. Blobby with a bald head.
He wasn't.
He was.
I was.
You were. Tell you what, when he was out of breath when he was doing all that in March, I need to sit down and have a breather.
He's lost about 4 stone this year, haven't you?
Just under, yeah.
Yeah. Not surprised. Running around from working with you for no pay.
Very true.
Make anybody lose weight. You can't afford to eat, that's what it is. And I bet there ain't no appearance fee for today. There you go. More water and crackers for you, Steve. All right, well, thank you very much. Right, let's get on with it then, shall we?